situation is to use your shovel. That's what I was told later. And you use it as like a pike. But I did not think of that. I just started running. And I found myself, you know, having confronted this moose, just looking up and seeing this beautiful mountain range and kind of above the clouds. And it was really nice. It was a really kind of nice moment when I finally got to look around and see what I was kind of doing, what I was in. It's these forests. You get in through these logging roads and just really, really beautiful up north in BC. And it was for this one moment that I kind of had a second to like not think about anything. I think I just shouted. I think I shouted when I saw the moose, and I think I shouted after too. And I called down to Anna, and Lucy, the dog, had chased this moose up from the bottom side of the road up to the top side of the road. This dog was just such a little pain, but he was a great dog. I miss Lucy a lot. So that's my story. Final episode of Textbook here on CITR. Up next is Discorder Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great summer.
Go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, cause I'm the man.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR.
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. April 25th, the last show of April for 2017. Still lots of great stuff to get to from this month's Discorder. Tons of live shows this weekend and a Record Store Day recap from last weekend. Kicking it off today with these guys, the Evaporators, Ogopogo Punk, on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Evaporators sing about everybody's favorite legendary lake monster here in BC, Ogopogo. That's Ogopogo Punk, and The Evaporators, they were one of the highlights of Record Store Day 2017. Took place at multiple venues across the city, across the world, this past Saturday, the 10th installment of Record Store Day, 10 years strong. It was a great picture that was posted on our Instagram of The Evaporators taking the stage, well, taking the floor, I guess you could say, at Neptune Records on Saturday afternoon. They're all dressed in their hilarious bee costumes. Unfortunately, I was out of town. I could not be there, but the energy is captured nicely in this picture. So cheers to our friends on the social media team for capturing that. It sounded like it was a great day all around, and we're happy to see that record stores around the world are thriving after a great Record Store Day 2017. Okay, it is the old school crew, Wade and Matt, in today. The ladies are taking a day off with, I guess, this being the last week of exams and all that jazz. So we're going to get right into the charts to kick it off for you today. Number five this week, dropping four spots from number one, Pale Red, who also had a prominent spot at last weekend's Record Store Day. Soft Opening is the name of that album. Number four this week, Sarah DeVachi with All My Circles Run. Number three, The Chivarettes with Dead Man Can't Catcall. Love that title. Number two this week, High Plains with Cinderland. And number one this week, out of nowhere, to top the charts. Actually, not quite out of nowhere. They're from Montreal. They are called Saltland, and their album is called A Common Truth. We're going to play this track here, I Only Wish This For You. Saltland, new number one this week on CITR 101.9 FM. We are back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. First time playing those guys, but they're sounding pretty good. That's Saltland out of Montreal with I Only Wish This For You off the album A Common Truth, which is number one this week on the CITR charts. Okay, as I said, it's Wade here along with Matt.
Yo, what's going on?
We are recapping Record Store Day. Unfortunately, neither of us were at the Vancouver event this year, but from all things we've heard and seen, it looked like it was a great success. Matt, you were in Calgary this weekend.
I was. It was my dad's 60th. Shout out to my dad. But yeah, I was in town, and I grew up there, and I happened to know a couple of Choice record stores in the hood, so I went to check some of them out. There's Sloth Records down on 17th. There's Melodia a little further up the hill on 17th. Also checked out Hot Wax in Kensington. Didn't get out to Recordland, which is in Inglewood, but I don't know. I think that's probably the first record store day I've spent in Calgary, because I've been in Vancouver, and as you know, it's a whole thing, like live bands and stuff. And there were lots of people out in the stores checking stuff out. There were lots of deals on, and you know, the special releases and stuff. But no one was having live bands. It wasn't the whole live and local kind of deal that we make of it here.
Was there a buzz?
Sort of. You know, the shops were definitely busier than they usually are. When I got to Sloth fairly early, and then there was like actually a bit of a lineup, but like people were just there to buy records. It wasn't really there weren't any bands. It was kind of, I mean, I guess I'd actually be interested to know how many other cities do the whole lot, because we've got like, you know, four or five or six or whatever it is shops that are all putting on like live bands all day. And I don't know. I'd be curious to see if that's the case in other cities.
Yeah, I am as well. I've been looking here at a Toronto blog, and it sounds like there's about 15 participating stores in Toronto, including some of the classics like Dead Dog Records, Play the Record, Rotate This. But in terms of live music, looks like Sonic Boom had a few bands called Luca, Sahara, Lonely Parade, and a surprise show at 4 p.m. Soundscapes had a performer called Julia Jacqueline. Tiny Records had the Blunt Chunks, Lou Cannon, the She Devils, and Free Beer. That sounds pretty good.
Is that a band name, or did they actually have free beer?
Well, considering Lou Cannon, the She Devils, and Blunt Chunks are all in capitals, and Free Beer is in lowercase, I'll take it as actually being free beer.
Wow, that's one way to get people in the door.
This is true. I mean, it is in Queen Street East. It's not kind of in the heart of where the record stores usually are on the west side of downtown. So maybe that's one way of bringing people over to the east side. But so good to see Toronto was waving the flag. Vancouver, of course, held it down. Calgary, not so much. We're curious to hear from you. If you guys are listening somewhere across Canada and had a record store day experience, who knows, whether it be Nova Scotia, Manitoba, the Prairies, the North, let us know. You know, we got all the social medias going, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or even you could email us at discorder.radio@citr.ca. How was your record day experience in your town? Up next, we're going to play someone who we know is a big fan of Record Store Day and a great Vancouver ambassador, even though she officially calls Brooklyn, New York her home now, according to her SoundCloud page. I was a little shocked at that one. I'm talking about Hannah Epperson, no stranger to this show. We've had her on for an interview, actually, in the past. She is playing a show with a Toronto electronic act called Speaker Faced. They're playing this Friday at the China Cloud. Actually, this Friday is going to be jam-packed. There's about four shows happening. We're going to tell you about all of them in due course here on Discorder Radio. But right now, we're going to kick it off with a double shot of Hannah Epperson into Speaker Face. And this is the track Story Amelia by Hannah Epperson right here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Just beneath its skin, a story untold. Let it burst apart from the scarlet-given mold. When it all dissolves, will the memories be all? When you're behind bars, stealing your road. Thank you.
snake outside with a lump in its throat, a pair of skins beside the big old that's been that bad, and he can't decide to do nothing or to wait. Oh when the walls caved in and the light shone through, there were spaces in between the things you thought you knew. The snake that shed its skin, how much of him is left? You said nothing. I can't make up my mind.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
May 6th, you are invited to the Vancouver Ikebana Spring Show from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Come experience an afternoon filled with the beauty and artistry of Ikebana, the Japanese art of flower arranging. This show will feature displays from four Ikebana schools and live demonstrations at 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at the Alan Emmott Center, 6650 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby. For more information, email kuniy@telus.net.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Speakerface, a.k.a. Trent Freeman and Eric Wright from Toronto off Hybridity Records. They are playing along with our own Han Epperson at the China Cloud this Friday night, April 28th. $10 to check out that show. Another show happening just around the corner on Friday night features many of our CITR staff, friends, and alumni. It's a jam-packed show, including Echuta, of course, that's our music director Andy Resto's band, Posh Lost, Swim Team, and Daniel Terrence Robertson. All four acts will be playing at Redgate on Friday night for $8. And we're going to play a couple of those acts right now, including Swim Team. We're going to do a bit of a 1-2 punch Swim Team, followed by Daniel Terrence Robertson. We're going to play the track Everywhere from Swim Team right about now, followed by Holy Hallway from DTR. On CITR, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Terrified, wondering why you
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Daniel Terrence Robertson, Holy Hallway. Prior to that, we heard Swim Team with Everywhere. Those acts, along with Posh Lost and Achuta, are both playing at Redgate this Friday, April 28th. Okay, so here we are, Tuesday, April 25th. We've only got about 5 days left in the month, and there's still a lot of Discorder Magazine that we haven't got to on the radio. I mean, there's been lots happening with Record Store Day, some live performances. But right now we're going to feature a couple of bands. We'll talk a bit about a couple of bands that are featured in the magazine this month. One being the Psychic Alliance. You may recognize that name because they were finalists at the 2015-2016 Shindig. Great piece here written by Tintin Yang. You can find it on page 19 of your April edition of Discorder Magazine. Psychic Alliance is Sean Lee, Mark Gannett, Danny Fournier, and Kyle Shadel, along with Marique Hankey on the drums. They formed in Calgary back in 2010, and they've had over 13 different members since their inception. Their latest album, Evil Against Evil, is being released this weekend, and they've got a album release party to boot as well. That's happening at the Fox Cabaret this Saturday night. Just a quick little clip here from the article written by Tintin. Interesting that during the recording process, one of the band members left. So when she was asking them about their recording, their writing process, they said they reflected on two major events. One, a past drummer going AWOL, and a curse placed on the Psychic Alliance by an old band member. It makes me wonder what's going on in that band that everyone's leaving with bad blood. Sean Liam of guitarist, the guitarist of Psychic Alliance, said that this old band member wrote a long rambling letter about the curse he placed on our band, sent us a little Bible, a piece of dreadlock, among other things, but I loved it. It was very evocative to me. The band has always been about the imagination of the occult and the darker and more sinister side of things. All right, well, why don't we see if that is reflected in their music? We're going to play a new track from their album, Evil Against Evil, which is being released this weekend. Crystal Cage is the name of this track, and you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna catch you in a crystal. The F Word Conference is a student-organized event hosted each year by the GRSJ undergrads on the UBC campus on Musqueam Nation land. In its eighth year, the F Word's focus this time is A Year in Review, Activism, Solidarity, and Navigating Oppressions. It's Sunday, April 30th, and will include panel discussions from students and keynote speakers, workshops, networking and community-building opportunities, and a free meal and snacks throughout the day. Join us for a meaningful and thought-provoking day of feminism and social justice advocacy. You can get updates by following the F Word Conference on Facebook and Twitter at GRSJ Undergrads.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
This is Nashlyn. You are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Arrive from the album Slow Vessels. That's Ian William Craig, the classically trained Ian William Craig, originally from Edmonton, now lives in Vancouver. He's actually a Prince Studio technician here at UBC, and his album Centers, which was released last year on the 1307-101 label, was released to widespread critical acclaim, garnering attention from numerous outlets, including Pitchfork and Rolling Stone. He is now back with a new EP, which we just heard a sample of there. Arrive, once again, was the track, and the album Slow Vessels. His next performance is not going to be anywhere in Canada, but he is playing in Austria on May 1st and in Oslo on May 8th. So proud to see a local boy doing well with his music there. And that was, once again, Ian William Craig. And you can read more about him in this month's Discorder magazine on page 18. A great little feature there by our own Claire Bailey. All right, so as we flip through the pages of Discorder magazine, trying to make sure we get everything out before the end of the month, which is coming very soon, we want to look at an under review for the album. Well, the band is Trophies. Sorry, the album is Trophies. Oh, sorry. Gentle Parties album. Juska. Thank you very much. Yeah, the Gentle Party. The review of their album, Juska. And we're going to play a track from that right now. It's called Trophies. And you listen to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Magician or fantastic liar, with a whip. And now, stepping out on a high strung wire, wondering your true desire. And so I shake. Thank you.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Rain It Raineth. We could dedicate that song to the last few months in Vancouver. That was from Dad Thighs, The Ghost That I Fear. A great little review by Aiden Danaher, written in this month's Discord magazine on page 16. Prior to that, we heard Gentle Party with the track Trophies from their brand new album, Juska. And a great review written by Joey Doyle. By the way, the name Juska is a word that the band describes as a hypothetical conversation that you compulsively play out in your head, which serves as a kind of psychological batting cage. Wow. Good stuff. And good tune there as well from Trans Party.
I like that. That's really good.
That is really nice.
That reminds me of there's a book that Douglas Adams co-authored. I forget who he wrote it with. But it's called The Meaning of Lif. And what they did is they went through and they took town names of like small little villages in the UK, and they came up, like they wrote definitions for them that were like sensations like that, like things that we've all experienced, but there's not like a specific word for. So that would be one of them, Juska, the conversation that you're playing out over and over and rehearsing.
Yeah. And so were these actual words?
They're actual town names.
And they basically saw the town name and said
that sounds like. Like some of them are poignant like that, and some of them are silly or like you know, the sort of uncomfortable feeling you get when you sit down on a chair that's still warm from someone else's butt. Right? Stuff like that. Anyway.
What would that town be called?
I don't remember. I haven't actually read the book. I've just seen like clips. But
Warrnambool, maybe.
Maybe.
The reason I said Warrnambool is that is a town in Australia. And the next band we're going to play, one of the members is from Australia. In fact, they're playing a show this weekend with two other Aussie bands. You may have heard of Dune Rats. They're getting pretty popular out of Brisbane, Australia. And Hockey Dad, not to be confused with Hockey Dad Records, they're from Wollongong, which is a city south of Sydney, Australia. But the band we're going to feature right now is a local Vancouver act. One third of that band is from Australia. His name is Kirby Fisher. The other two guys are Brock and John. The band is War Baby. We are big fans of theirs here at Discord Radio. They've been on the show a couple times. They were the Shindig winners back in 2013. And we're going to play a track right now to close out the show. But beforehand, we want to mention thank you very much, everybody, for listening, of course. Discord Radio. Check out us all. Check us out in all the social medias. Mike is up next with Flex Your Head. And if you want to see War Baby along with Hockey Dad and Dune Rats, it's the Rickshaw this Friday night they're playing at. It's going to be a great show. Matt Muse, thank you very much. My name is Jordan Wade, and you are listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Here's Coma Kid by War Baby to close it out today on Discord Radio.